Order, order.
Back just 3 days and already it sounds like the end of term. Answering questions about the government accounts just published, Finance Minister Bill English lobbed this shot across the chamber.
They're so much better when Phil's away and David's in charge.
Having complimented David Cunliffe, the Finance Minister turned on his Labour shadow.
He should look in the mirror, but he's never needed much encouragement to do that.
Bill English also took a question from his Cabinet colleague from the ACT Party, Rodney Hyde.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. To the Minister of Finance, I'm sorry?
Order. The member will just ask his question. The Honourable Rodney Hyde.
I'm sorry, Mr Speaker. That's so rude.
Oh, no, order. Now, look, I say to government members, order. I say to government ministers, I've let them get away with a bit much today. We won't have any more of that.
But there was more of that when Labor's chief whip, Darren Hughes, known as Dazza, interjected on Associate Health Minister Jonathan Coleman, reminding him of his performance as National's campaign manager in the Mount Albert by-election.
I tell you what, if you want to go on like that, we're waiting for Chris Carter to start telling the truth about you, Dazza. All right, so I'd get back into your box if I were you, buddy.
Order.
Because you're on his
order.
List.
I've got to confess, I have no idea what all that was about.
But would you like the order, answer, Mr. Speaker?
And the minister list. Does not need to inform me. No one needs to inform me. I'd rather ignore what that was all about, but I was on my feet and the minister continued talking. He will not do that again.
After shutting down Jonathan Coleman, the Speaker had to do the opposite with the Minister for Land Information, Maurice Williamson, when Labor's David Parker wanted to know how many farm sales he'd approved to foreign buyers.
This was a commendably straightforward question. I want to hear the answer, the Honourable Maurice Williamson.
Well, then, to summarise, Mr Speaker, historically...
No, the member will just give the answer.
Historically, it's been one. This year, it's been none.
The Honourable David Parker...
Supplementary, Mr Speaker.
David Parker wondered why Maurice Williamson could not have given that answer at the start.
When the Minister did not answer my question yesterday about how many farm sales he had declined, was it because he's embarrassed that it showed the government is saying one thing but doing another?
The Honourable Maurice Williamson.
No.
Good answer.
The Honourable David Parker.
Given that the Minister said yesterday that he would not confirm that he will decline more than zero farm purchases, doesn't this make a mockery of John Key's hand-wringing about the sale of farmland to overseas interest?
The Honourable Maurice Williamson.
No.
Now from the Chamber to the committee rooms with Rhys Lyon.
The Commerce Committee heard submissions on a bill that would allow the sharing of information between the Commerce Commission and the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. Making a submission on behalf of Meridian Energy was their Regulatory Affairs Manager, Gillian Blythe.
Meridian supports the objective of this bill, to have appropriate cross-border cooperation between the Commerce Commission and overseas regulators. However, we do see that there are a number of risks.
Ms Blythe gave an example of a possible risk.
Overseas regulators may not handle confidential and sensitive information appropriately from the party, from the perspective of the person who has released that information. And ultimately, they could cause damage to those businesses that are the subject of that information.
Ms Blythe suggested how these risks could be avoided.
Not only should the Minister have to think about the Commerce Commission entering into the cooperation agreement, but then subsequently, which might be 2, 3, 4 years later, should be asked to consider individual requests for information, because the risk assessments that you might do in that subsequent period might identify different issues that need to be managed than they were when the original umbrella agreement was entered into.
And Ms Blythe said the bill should provide the right of redress.
At the moment it provides that the Commission is able to enforce compliance, whereas what we would like to see added to the bill is that the person who suffers the damage should also be able to take a claim against the overseas regulator.
Ms Blythe also suggested a way to ensure the Commerce Commission would operate in the best interests of people whose information was being shared with overseas regulators.
As a way of focusing the attention of the Commerce Commission when it's providing information overseas, is to be able to allow the persons who would suffer the damage to be able to recover from our Commerce Commission damages, because that will help to emphasise the risks and the importance of these safeguards that we're putting forward.
Meridian Energy's Regulatory Affairs Manager, Gillian Blythe, making a submission on the Commerce Commission International Cooperation and Fees Bill to the Commerce Select Committee.
Rhys Lyon there. I'm Tom Fruin, and this report was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.